So let's review. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin the second parak. Zak the Mishnah. Ha'isha shenis armalo isha nisgarsha. A woman who was either widowed or divorced from her husband. He aymeres besula nesasani. She claims that she was a besula at the time of the marriage, in which kesubas masayim 200 zuz. Vo'aymer loy, ki ala almana nesasicha. While he claims that she was an almana, a be'ula at the time of the marriage, in which case kesubas almana 100 zuz. Obviously, the written ksuba is not available to verify the amount. The Gemara explains that although her claim is supported by Rav Nashim Besuleis Nisleis, the majority of women marry as Besuleis. However, Rav Hanisis Besule Yesh Lakel, the majority of women who marry as a Besula, are publicly known as such. V'zu Hoyl Ve'en Lakel Isra La Ruba. And since her status as a Besula is not known, she cannot be included in the Rav. Therefore, Hamoitzi Mechaveira Alav Haraya, her claim is not strong enough to extract money, and she would receive only a mana. Unless, the Mishnah continues, Im yesh edim sheyatzis behinuma v'reisha perua ksubas masayim. If edim testify that she performed nisuin under a canopy, and her hair was uncovered, she would receive masayim because these practices are performed only at the nisuin of a besula. Rabbi Yechonon ben Bereka aymer af chila kol yisraya. If Adam testified that roasted wheat kernels were distributed during her Nisuin, this also supports her claim of Besula. The Gemara mentions a machloikis. Rebbe Vos says that the Mishnah refers even to Mokim Shekaisvin Ksuba, places which are accustomed to write a Shtar Ksuba. Although there is a possibility of Hadur Mafgalol Ksuba Bahai Bezdin Vegavya Ba, that she may find her Ksuba and collect again in another Bezdin, however, Kaisvin Shaver, we can compel a debtor to accept a receipt. Therefore, when she collects her ksuba, he receives a receipt stating that he already paid it, which will prevent a second collection. Rapapa Amar, b'makom she'en kais v'naskinan. Rapapa says that the Mishnah only refers to places where they do not write ishtar ksuba, and the woman only collects her ksuba through edim. Although there is a possibility of hadur mafke edeh hinuma b'beidina achrina b'gavya, that she may use other edim to collect again in another bezdin, since there is no other way for her to collect, she collects through Edom and he must accept the Shaver. However, where they do write a Shtar Ksuba, she does not collect through Edom until she furnishes the Shtar Ksuba out of concern that she might collect again with the Shtar Ksuba. Because in Kaisvin Shaver, we cannot compel a debtor to accept a Shaver, because Tzarech Lishmer Shaver min ha'achvarm. He must safeguard the Shaver from being ruined by mice. The Mishnah continues, Umoydi Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara explains that the seif of the Mishnah refers to the Machloikis, Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua, in the previous parak. The Mishnah stated, Hanoisi ha-se'isha v'loi motzla besulam, hi omeres misharistani nanasti, v'nestach v'sadeyu. She claims that she was a besula at the time of Kedushin, and therefore ksubas mesayim. V'hoi merloi, ki ela atchalai resticha, v'hoi mikhtu mekach tois. He claims that she was not a besula at the time of Kedushin, and therefore ain't like Suba Masayim. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer Nemenes. Migu di Iboya Amr Mukas Eitzani Tachtecha, Deloy Kopasla Nafshe Mikuhuna. Rabbi Gamliel says that her claim prevails because it is supported by a Migui. She could have presented a superior claim of Mukas Eitzani Tachtecha, that her besulim were lost by an injury after Kedushin, in which case she would not be disqualified from Kuhuna. Veka Amr Nenasti. But in her present claim of nenasti, she becomes disqualified for kuhuna because eishis yisrael shenensa asru l'kuhuna. Although an anus is permitted to her husband a yisrael, she is disqualified for kuhuna. Since she has a migui in which she could have presented a superior claim but only presented an inferior claim, this proves that she must be stating the truth. Yeshua disagrees and says, Loi mipia anuchain. We cannot rely on her statement because this migui is not strong enough to substantiate her claim. Our Mishnah here continues and states, Umoid Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua agrees and accepts the migui in the following case. A muchzik basada, a possessor of a field, tells his friend, this field originally belonged to your father, but I purchased it from him. Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Gamliel that his claim is accepted because he has a migui of Hapesha Asur, who Hapesha Hitter. Hapesha Asur, the muchzik who established the restriction by admitting Shalavicha Haisa, who Hapesha Hitter, he can remove the restriction by adding Ula Kachtia Hemena. this Megi is strong enough to substantiate his claim. However, the Mishnah continues, V'imesh Edim Shehishal Aviv, V'oim L'kachtiyah Emenu Einen Emen. If there were Edim who testify Shal Aviv Haisa, but the landlord claims that he purchased it from the Aviv, Einen Emen, his claim is not accepted, unless he brings proof that he purchased it. Because since he did not establish the Isser in this case, the claim that it's Shal Aviv, he cannot remove the Isser, this claim, by claiming L'kachtiyah Emenu. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Shua only accepts the migui of a pesha asa, pesha hiter, because hacha ain't shari shachet lefanecha. There was no claim against him that the field is not his. Therefore, ibay shasik. The landowner could have kept quiet, and the field would have remained in his possession. Since he revealed its origins by choice, thereby restricting himself, this is a definite proof that he is telling the truth. Therefore, his final statement of l'kachti ameno is also accepted. However, Yeshua does not accept the migo of Mukis Eitza Netachtecha because Hasam HaRishar Shachet Lefanecha. There was a claim against her, a charge of Znus, based on the lack of Dam Besulim, to which she does not have the option of Shtika, because then his claim would prevail. Since she must respond, it is possible that she did not think of a superior claim. Therefore, an inferior claim is not a proof that she is telling the truth.